Yeah, it was a tight tussle for it up until the first half. And, you know, both these teams, not with a 1-8 come into this match, still with the hope of avoiding the dreaded relegation, a playoff. And both teams match each other in first half. Killybegs always going in the lead and done low to their merit, fighting back each time. Killybegs won 5-5 points up. The big score came then from David McCarron, equalised the game. And at that point, we had game on. We were running down the clock at the start, or towards the end of the first half. Two late kicks from Hugh McFadden, who was inspirational on the day, a leader in the middle of a park, and from placed balls, hardly put a foot wrong. With Michael Murphy needs an understudy, Hugh, I think, will answer the call. But he was the man for Killybegs throughout the game. And at that point, even though Killybegs had kicked on those 2 points, he still felt it was game on second half. But anything was the case, Killybegs really up in the ante. And I suppose the sending off of Matthew Ward, maybe pivotal in that, as the game started to open up, they're low down to 14 men. And even though both teams were playing the version of blanket defence, swarming players back, that extra man started to tell. Killybegs started to power through the middle, fouls were being committed, and it felt Jack McShay was the other lightning rod up front for Killybegs. He kicked them with 1-2 in the day, and his goal, which put them 2-9 to 1-5 up, really was a hammer blow. He followed on with another score after that, and at that point it was 2-10 to 1-5 halfway through the second half. Killybegs in complete control, and really you look for standout players who can make the difference on the day. And with McSharry and with Hugh McFadden, they were the difference. Very tough championship for Dunlow. Robert Riley's young side, you know, they competed in every game, but today, as I say, they hadn't got those marquee forwards that were going to make the difference. And on the other side, for John Cunningham and with Rory Gallagher patrolling the line today, they'll think what might have been. They had some tough draws in there, but they landed a big victory today, and they really looked on the company's side. A case of what might have been and a case of rebuild for Dunlow. But certainly, Killybegs, very worthy winners today, on a scoreline of 212 to 1-8.